You're listening to the Habitology Podcast with Melanie White, and today we're talking about how to succeed as an extrovert coach. And this follows the last episode where we talked about how to succeed as an introvert coach. So today we're focusing on extroverts. And even if you're not an extrovert coach, you might learn something from this yourself. But if you are an extrovert who coaches, then there are a few things that you can do to maximize your skills and create a thriving coaching practice. I'm a coach, trainer, and assessor, and I have come to understand some of the common traits of extrovert coaches in action through my work in that role. And I'd like to help you to understand your strengths, your areas for work, who your best clients are likely to be, and how to show up and make a difference in the world. So let's dive in and start with the strengths of extrovert coaches. Now, thinking about what an extrovert is, there are people who get energy from being around other people at a simplistic level. That's a fairly decent definition, as opposed to introverts who tend to get energy by having enough time to self-reflect and be on their own. So if extroverts get energy from being around people, that makes them great for coaching, and you can probably guess where their skills and strengths might lie. In my experience, some of those skills and strengths are the fact that they love being around people, and so they're showing up, they're willing to come to the sessions, they're excited about them. They prepare for sessions doing something active or something that will create a lovely atmosphere for their client. For example, digging into the best part of the week is something that coaches do generally, but something that extroverts might love to really embellish and unpack. I know an extrovert coach who loves to set up a lovely environment with candles and music and to create a real atmosphere. And so that could be something that an extrovert coach is very good at. Those that I've assessed or worked with tend to be very energetic. They're full of zest. And so they bring a real energy and playfulness to the session that help people to feel relaxed, engaged, uplifted, and positive. So there's a really wonderful positive energy that extrovert coaches can create. An extrovert coach that I know loves doing something that helps their clients laugh or feel playful. And this is a great way for a client to focus on the here and now and to shake off some of the day's tension when they're coming into that session. Making it light and breaking the ice with something funny or fun or playful is really helpful and uplifting. And of course, we know that when your client gets into that positive, open brain state, they're more engaged, they're more receptive, and they're more open to possibilities. So it's a really important strength that extroverts have. And as an extrovert, you're probably great at talking, and you're probably also very curious about people as a people watcher and lover. You might be very good at positive reflections and picking up on opportunities to build on the positive in conversations with your clients. You're likely to be quite courageous in coaching too, being confident and willing to challenge them, tactfully of course, around any stuck points that they have and to help them get motivated and move forward. And if you're like the extrovert coaches, I know you're probably very fun, engaged and empathic, able to lift the mood, build the energy. And this is so important, especially when clients are creating a vision or preparing their goals. You're the one who encourages them and helps them to get excited about it. Bringing all of these skills together, you're very good at helping your clients to see the possibilities, to paint the bigger picture, to get excited and to get committed into action around goal setting. And not all of these things apply to all extroverts, and introverts can be good at some of these things too. This is not an exhaustive list. It's just a guide based on the common threads and traits that I've seen in my experience as a coach, trainer, and mentor. Also as a client of coaches. So that said, it all paints a rosy picture. What are the areas for work? Every coach has areas for work. Extroverts are no exception. I see certain things that extroverted coaches seem to share in needs for areas for work, and I want to summarize some of those common things I've seen here. Some extroverted coaches find it hard to actively listen or leave silence. In fact, in my experience, extroverts tend to feel uncomfortable with silence. They may also end up talking more than the client, or they may go into teaching or telling mode. Telling mode is when somebody says something like, Oh, yes, I've been doing some exercise this week. And the coach says, oh, yes, we know that exercise is very good for our bodies. You don't need to be told that, but extrovert coaches seem to go into that telling mode of why it's so good to do that. Or teaching mode. This is how I would do it, or here are the steps I would use. And so why do we do that? Why do we go into that mode? I think that those things happen and feeling uncomfortable with silence and talking a lot, not listening properly, happen if you're someone who's used to doing the talking, if you're used to having people asking you how to do things and for tips and tricks, if you're used to being the motivator, the inspiration, and the answer, that's how you're going to operate. So to unwind some of those behaviors and that positioning, and to be a coach that's really effective, you can learn to sit in silence, to be mindful and present, to calm your energy. And you might also want to think about being coached yourself. Extrovert coaches may struggle with spending enough time on the vision. Not always, but I've met some that don't spend enough time on the vision. And why? Because they want to get more into the action-based goals and accountability. But the vision and the why are critical for a client developing their own intrinsic motivators and learning to rely on themselves rather than others to lift them up, to take action, to move forward. So, to develop the skill of spending more time in the why and avoid rushing to goal setting, extrovert coaches or anyone else who does this, who's not an extrovert, can just practice slowing down. Being really curious and leveraging the skill of curiosity to dig into what's behind that outcome that you want to get. Why does that matter? If you could do that, what else might change? And when you do that with a client, they're going to create their own motivation to move forward. They're going to be able to generate their own excitement, not just relying on you to get that energy. So by leveraging your natural curiosity and asking more why type questions, digging into that further and peeling off some layers, it allows you to spend enough time on the vision and the why for your client to connect to their own motivators. Now, if you're someone that talks more than your client and you show up with more energy than your client, who's quiet and reserved or not as energized as you can end up draining them and causing them to feel overwhelmed and shut down. And it can get worse as the session goes on. The client becomes quieter and quieter, and the coach talks more and talks faster in an attempt to get the session back onto an even keel. But you want to maintain a balance between you. So some ways to address this can include, once again, practicing your curiosity, practicing listening, leaving longer silences, even counting to three. And leaving a silence after you reflect, not rushing forward, but just practicing counting to three and leaving those silences in the conversation, after a reflection, after a client's spoken. Somebody who's quiet and is allowed that silence is likely to open up more, is likely to dig deeper and find more evidence, more justification, more fact-finding, more of their own knowledge that they bring into the conversation. So your ability to leave them that silence is super important. Extroverts can also practice reflecting back the client's words instead of the words you like to use. I hear this a lot with extrovert coaches. A client will say something or other, and a coach will reflect back using different words, which is okay, but when you weave in some of your client's words, it lets the client know that you've really heard them and that you're buying into their agenda and what they want, not what you think. So that's an important nuance. Now, if you want to pull yourself back from going into teaching or telling mode, probably more teaching mode actually, extrovert coaches can ask their clients to come up with the answers and be okay with sitting in the silence. But if that's really hard and you are desperate to share some ideas, you can ask permission to brainstorm with them where you take it in turns, them, you, to come up with some answers. And then the client would choose something that they like the sound of. I mentioned earlier that the energy that extroverts clients have, and it's really important that if you're working with somebody as a client who's quiet and withdrawn, you need to lower your energy, your tone of voice, and your speed so the energy is more even and that you're at their pace. They'll feel comfortable and safe, not overwhelmed, but very calm and able to open up more easily. And there are some tips and tricks that I have for you if your client is someone who is withdrawn and more of an emotional person or an introverted person. You might want to help them get unstuck from that deep feeling moment and get them into something more logical in, as a headspace, so that they can see things as they are and start problem solving. So if a client is emotionally stuck, you could ask them a question like, what would you say to a friend who felt like this? Or what might your first steps be? Or what's something you've done in the past that has worked? So you're taking them into logical thinking, fact-finding strategies to help them get a better balance in their brains, you could say. And just like introverts, extroverted coaches can feel the need to fix people, and it can come across as saying, as I said before, yes, it's important to eat well so that we get enough fuel for our muscles, or even suggesting, why don't you try taking some soup to the party? It's important to slow down and listen. Learn to let the client lead and come up with the answers. This is a key thing for extrovert coaches. So how do you get the balance right with those strengths and challenges in mind? Firstly, preparing for the session well is important. If you can do something that's quiet and calming that burns off a bit of energy, deep breathing, getting outside, having a meditation practice, reflecting on what's to come, it might help you to calm down and be present and zesty, but not over zesty. And to really allow silence and let the client feel heard. So that practice of preparing for the session is incredibly important, because that start of the session is where you build the connection and relationship, which leads to better outcomes. So learning to be present, mindful, calm, quiet, toning things down in the beginning, just a little bit to match the client's energy, is important. I also spoke about introverts last week, and that listening is just as valuable as talking, and sometimes more so. So being silent and holding space is an important part of any coaching session. Balancing your energy too is important. You might find as an extrovert that you love being around groups and there's an energy, so there's challenges or group coaching or workshops, and that feels really good for you, versus one-to-one sessions, or too many one-to-one sessions might feel boring or frustrating for you. I think also, like introverts, it's important for you as an extrovert to have plenty of space between sessions so that you can calm down and be present before moving on. I gave examples in last week's Introvert Coach podcasts, and you could try those, but some other tips for extroverts could include doing some deep breathing or meditation to calm your energy, getting outside and burning off some steam with some physical activity, or recalling the last conversation you had with the client you're about to see, tapping into how they were feeling at the time, how they showed up, what sorts of body language cues they used to indicate what they needed in the moment. So tuning in with the client you're about to see and getting into their energy. These are some examples. You could have your own methods, but using it is really important. That leads to the question, well, which clients are best for extrovert coaches? I believe that finding your people is essential to success, and no matter who you are, that's important. But if you are an extrovert, you might find it best working with other extroverts or ambiverts, more energetic go-getter people, more feelings-based people, ambitious people, or introverts who are quiet yet still quite motivated and achievement-oriented. So in other words, they have some similar traits to you as a person. Once again, the best thing you can do is check in with your own energy as you work with different types of clients and in different contexts. With whom do you feel drained? and why, and in which situations? And that leads to my next point, which is maintaining your energy. The same rules apply for introverts. Self-care is a priority, and so is personal growth, because to be a great coach requires both personal and professional development. And so what does that look like for an extrovert? Obviously, if you're someone who gets energy from being around people, it's important for you personally to have enough time with people that help you to build your energy and enough time on fun activities that create the sense of fun, freedom, and stress relief. And those two things are really important for you to show up and be your best. If you think about it, extroverts tend to have abundant energy, and the risk they face is creating too much energy in their lives and in their work and then crashing, or coming in like a bull at a gate and overwhelming clients. So getting that balance of building energy with people and releasing energy and tension with fun activities to avoid overworking or overdoing is, I think, the key to your balance. And learning to be very still and listening carefully is also important. Remember that your clients don't need you to inspire them or motivate them. They need you to help them generate their own inspiration and their own motivation. So let's sum up today's episode. Extroverts can definitely be amazing coaches who help to inspire and uplift clients and get them into positive action. Their unique skills are valuable for anyone who needs help to get started, to get unstuck, to set clear goals, and who needs someone to help them feel energized, be accountable to, and that knowing that person is reliable and rock solid and has got them. We definitely get that energy from extroverts. And to be successful in their coaching practice, extroverts might like to target clients who have a similar energy, or to work with groups and to practice listening and slowing down and having calm moments in the day and in the session. They might benefit greatly from exercises that create calmness and presence, physical activity which can help them to process, and working with their own coach to get stuff out of their head. Personal growth with the support of an objective third party can really bring out the best in an extroverted coach, so that they have a zesty, engaging, and impactful business. I'd love to know what you think. If you're an extrovert coach, let us know what your biggest strength is, what your challenge is, and how you overcome that. Leave a comment. And with that said, thanks for being here, and I look forward to seeing you next time. Bye for now.